This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. And one thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. Because with every fix, update, and renovation, it becomes a little more your own. So you need all your jobs done well. For nearly 30 years, Angie has helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. From plumbing to electrical, roof repair to deck upgrades. So leave it to the pros who will get your jobs done well. Hire high-quality pros at Angie.com.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces like the gorgeous Sophia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy Bobo-pedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.
The following program was pre-recorded.
The following is paid for by the Pittsburgh Technology Council. Information on the program is intended to solely further the public's general knowledge about the product. Opinions expressed should not be relied upon for any purpose by any member of the audience. News Radio KDKA does not guarantee the accuracy of any of the information aired on the following program.
Studio Me Productions is a full-service video production company based in Pittsburgh. It offers custom video production services, podcast studio rentals, and communication studio buildouts. Choosing Studio Me Productions means investing in a partnership that values creativity and delivers results that exceed expectations. With a deep understanding of marketing and storytelling, Studio Me ensures your project will captivate and engage your viewers. Learn more at StudioMeProductions.com. That's StudioMeProductions.com.
A strong work culture is the invisible force that binds employees to each other, to the company, and to their work. It's linked to better business outcomes, happier employees, and increased retention. How we work and where we work continue to evolve in almost every way, yet our human need for connection and purpose remains. Help your employees connect and thrive by evolving your culture to support your team, regardless of how or where they work. So discover how the Kindling Culture Agency can transform your company's culture at sparksomethingbig.com. That's the Kindling Culture Agency at sparksomethingbig.com.
Compunetics is the leading developer of unified voice, video, and data collaboration and conferencing applications for the service provider, government, and unique workflow applications. The Summit Olympus and Evergreen platforms, driven by their encrypted user interfaces, enable powerful and secure collaboration. Combined with world-class support and innovative professional services, Compunetics delivers the right solution every time. Learn more at Compunetics.com. This is Tech Vibe Radio. It's your front row seat to Pittsburgh's technology and innovation ecosystem. Tech Vibe is brought to you by the generous support of Compunetics at Compunetics.com, Chorus Call at ChorusCall.com, Highmark at Highmark.com, Huntington Bank at Huntington.com, The Kindling Culture Agency at thekindlingagency.com, PNC Bank at PNC.com, Savier at Savier.com, and Studio Me at StudioMeProductions.com. Tech Vibe proudly broadcasts from the Huntington Bank Studios. Let's get the show on the road.
Good morning. It's Jonathan Kirsting with the Pittsburgh Technology Council, and it's been a crazy fun week at Tech 5. We were actually live on air this Tuesday with the one and only, the definitive Rob Pratt, and we were talking about the tech behind Pittsburgh's biggest brands. And for today's show, I've spun up our interviews with Core Natural Resources, FedEx, Comcast, and Huntington Bank. Having our conversation live was so amazing, and I thought you would really enjoy learning about these brands and some of the technology that goes right on behind them. And I can't thank KDK and Odyssey enough for partnering with us on that amazing opportunity to do some live radio with the thing we love most, technology in Pittsburgh. I hope you enjoyed giving it a listen. I know we sure had a great time.
We're going to take you behind the curtain with some of Pittsburgh's biggest and brightest businesses in the world of technology. And Audrey Russo is here along with Jonathan Kirsting. So Audrey, you're going to begin, and you're going to be talking about my brand that I love and will never change, Comcast. Go ahead.
So we have Aaron Mimran. He's regional VP at Comcast. Thank you for being here. Love your outfit. He's wearing a Comcast V-neck.
Always on brand.
Looking pretty.
He's sharp, man. He's sharp.
Looking dapper. So let's sort of jump right in. Let's talk about Comcast. There's this campaign you have running right now. It's called Imagine That. Mm-hmm. And it's reimagined Frankenstein showcases that technology can simplify life. Do you want to blow that up a little bit?
I do. And, you know, well, first of all, thank you for, you know, doing this, and really happy to have this conversation. And thank you for being such a great and loyal customer. Appreciate that very much. I think first to understand Imagine That, and I think first to understand where we're trying to go, Comcast is an ecosystem. So under the Comcast umbrella is Xfinity, NBC Universal, and Comcast Business, and Sky in Europe. And so when we talk about Imagine That, what we talk about is when you are a Comcast, Xfinity, Comcast Business, Sky customer, you're going to be able to explore this technology in a way that is seamless. And we always say it works better together. So you're gonna, for example, Wicked, right? We just came out with Wicked 2, and that's an example of a universal film. And now you have Xfinity Mobile, and you're watching it on X1, and you have this full ecosystem of experience. And that's what we mean by Imagine That. No other company can deliver that kind of technology.
Well, let's talk about Xfinity innovations. Mm-hmm. What are some of the innovations? What are the things people need to know about?
Well, so first of all, I think a lot of folks think of Xfinity, they think of Comcast as predominantly either cable provider, internet provider. That's kind of, we usually fall into one of those buckets. And I think the way to really think about us is this seamless experience. And so when we think about some of the innovations, I want to start with the thing we're most proud of, and that's our core network. We're very proud of the network. We make robust investments in our network. And specifically, we leverage AI a whole lot in the way we actually deliver the network.
I want to get a piece in that people might not even understand in terms of Comcast. Talk about what you do in the community and for small businesses.
Yeah. So you're referring to our RISE program. Right. So thank you for bringing that up. So, just personally, this is the part I love the most of the business. This is the area that I have the honor to lead, and I'm humbled to do so. But I also grew up in small business. My parents had a restaurant, and so I really understand and really empathize with a small business owner and what they face every day. So first off, we have the highest number of businesses in America that do internet. So we provide the most internet to small businesses in America. We're very proud of that. 2.7 million businesses in America is what we provide to. And so in addition to connectivity, we provide voice services, we provide mobile services. But here's the thing that I think a lot of folks kind of overlook in the small business space, and that is cybersecurity. Because people think of cybersecurity and they think of these big, massive attacks on large companies. The reality of it is that small businesses tend to be the most vulnerable. Why? Because they tend not to have the staff and or the resources. And so from a product and suite perspective, that's what we're trying to solve for.
All right, we're going to take a break. And when we come back, who are we going to be talking to?
When we come back, we are going to be hanging out with Core Natural Resources. And before we take a quick break, I got to mention Alka Patel. He used to be with Comcast.
She recently passed away, and I think it'd be great for us to recognize what an awesome human being she was, and she continues to be in another form right now.
Tech behind the bird's biggest brand, it's your Fat Pack, and it's Jonathan Kersting now, Matt Makowiak from Core Natural Research Sources. Go ahead, Jonathan.
Oh my goodness. First off, Rob, it's so cool hanging out with you tonight. Matt, I think there's two conversations we need to have here today. First, I don't think people realize the technology that you use, the autonomy, the AI that you use when it comes to actually mining coal. And the fact that coal is needed in so many things, say it's not just for burning for power plants, but high technology, green technology is actually relying on coal. Can we dive in first with just the tech that's in the mines?
Yeah, of course. Yeah, I appreciate that question because there's a lot of people that still think that we're using picks and shovels to get our coal out. But the fact of the matter is we've taken great strides to improve our technology over many decades. We just in southwestern Pennsylvania operate 5 longwall mines, which is a really efficient way to mine. You basically carve out a panel of coal under the ground about 1,000 feet down, set up this big machine with 2 blades on it that spin consistently, and it goes back and forth and kind of mines out the entire panel. That's controlled mostly from a remote control, so you're not even in there, you know, with a shovel or a pick anymore like that.
So less humans being in danger here, right?
It's so much safer. Yeah. It's efficient, and that's the way that we've been doing that for decades. Really works really well, and that's just a half of it, of all the technological advancements that we've had. You also brought up the whole AI revolution, the electrification, everything like that, even a little bit of the renewable energy transformation that we're seeing. It's important to remember, too, that coal is used for the production of steel and concrete, which if you're building a windmill, you're going to need steel, you're going to need concrete. And so that's, we could come into play there as well.
Right.
And that demand for electricity just keeps rising every year. And we have to have something to meet that demand to fill in the gaps to provide a baseload source of energy.
I mean, I think a lot of us really talk about an all the above approach to this. It requires renewables. It requires fossil, a little bit of everything, because we're not using any less energy anytime soon. And I think you had told me before that coal production is actually up.
You want a little statistic. First off, the reason I pushed for Nippon and U.S. Steel to get the deal done, Nippon, which is now, because of the deal, the third largest steelmaker in the world,
has made
a commitment to bituminous coal to 2050.
Yep. I keep thinking, wait a second, you could be Consol, you guys merged. So that's why we see the new name out there. But it's so much of the investment that's been here in the Pittsburgh region for like 160 years or something like that.
We started mining coal in 1864. At the beginning of this year, actually, we did finalize the merger. We had Sol Energy and Arch Resources merged together. Core Natural Resources was the product of that.
Yeah. And then you have this massive innovation center here with things like seafoam coming out. I mean, so many products that come out of coal and the technology behind that. So tell us about the innovation, seafoam, all the good stuff.
Yeah. Our innovations group is second to none. And they're really, the mission is to try to capture even more of the value chain for coal that we, you know, that we can get.
Okay.
Traditionally, you know, you think of coal, you're going to burn it for electricity. You're going to make steel, concrete, even water filtration, those types of things. But you brought up seafoam. We have found a way to take coal straight out of the mines and create this, you know, it looks like a black pumice stone. It's hard and brittle, but it goes into manufacturing aerospace and defense parts.
Right.
And so it's used as a mold because it can withstand high levels of heat without changing its form very much. And so that's very important for when you have very tight build tolerances for aerospace and defense. That's what we're using it for now. And it even has applications in the battery space as well as a battery anode material, which we're exploring right now.
We got to talk about the battery stuff too. The idea that we need to store this energy that we are producing, and you're enabling that.
Yeah. And I think regardless of what the energy mix is made up of, you're going to need and utilize battery storage. So if you think about a battery, you have an anode and a cathode. Cathode could probably be lithium, but the anode is usually graphite or synthetic graphite. 98% of the global supply of graphite comes from elsewhere from the United States, the graphite that we use. We can actually make a material that takes the place of that. We can make it domestically here from Appalachian coal. And we have a partnership with a company down in Florida. We've been working on that material. It's called Obsidia, but it functions in the same way as a battery anode. And so you can actually use coal as part of a battery to store energy as well.
See, I'm learning here, Rob.
Cool stuff. Matt, thank you very much.
Yeah,
thank you. Give him a nice round of applause. Matt Makowiak. Core Natural Resources, Jonathan Kirst, and we're going to talk FedEx moments away, KDKA. Audrey and Jonathan, I want to drive a truck or fly a plane that has FedEx on it, because when it positively has to be delivered on time, it's FedEx. And that's our next interview. Tech behind the Berg's biggest brands. Here he is,
Jonathan Kirsting. Jonathan.
Have we all placed an order for something for the holiday season? Are you not completely mesmerized that your package actually gets there?
Well, hardest working people
My goodness. Absolutely.
I probably need to give a shout out to all the drivers that to make the Christmas season.
Hey, Brad, long hours.
We have Brad Bozeman here from FedEx. He came in from Memphis to be part of this today, Brad. So thank you.
You know, Pittsburgh has been a part of the FedEx story for over 40 years now, and we're certainly proud of that fact. So FedEx now globally is over 700,000 employees. That's something we're very proud of, to be supporting so many families.
So it's the busiest time of year, and it's technology that's allowing you to actually do so many things to get these packages to us. I mean, it's amazing how I can just see it on my porch, but yeah. Where do we start?
I'll say that, you know, the time between Thanksgiving and Christmas for FedEx is really our Super Bowl. And we spend a substantial portion of the year. In fact, we will really start planning for next Christmas season in January of this next year. So it's really a year-round activity to be able to coordinate the enormous increase that we see in volume for that four-week period. You know, so there's a lot of things that take place there. We look at our network, the facilities that we have, the capacity, our ability to not only deliver the packages, we also take a look at our line haul network to be able to move the packages from one facility to the next, as well as our sortation capacity. We use a lot of automated sortation. In fact, that's really one of the driving factors of our long-term success is the amount of automation that we use in our facilities to be able to make sure that we get the package there on time.
Before we jumped on air, we were talking about how like supply chain is kind of sexy now. Because people realize how much it matters, right?
Yeah, I mean,
I got a T-shirt that says that. It's pretty rad.
Before e-commerce, you know, supply chain was something that happened in the background that wasn't very exciting, right? But with e-commerce, and then certainly with the advent of COVID, people became much more sensitive and aware of the supply chains. And you know, just yesterday there was an article in Harvard Business Review that talked about the fact that AI is kind of the next step in revolutionizing supply chains to make them smarter, to make them automated. And it's a pretty exciting place to be.
So here in Pittsburgh, we've got a lot of tech team
in Pittsburgh, right?
We do. Yeah. And we have really two primary general headquarters here in Pittsburgh and then in Memphis. And that's where most of our technology teams reside. And we spend a lot of time working on technology, not just to run our operations, but to also enhance the customer experience. And especially as we talk about the holiday season, and one of the technologies that we've rolled out here recently is picture proof of delivery. And that's a technology that obviously gives both the shippers and the recipients more information about their package. In fact, Fred Smith, our founder, who just passed away this year, he was really an innovator. And one of the things that he was quoted as saying was the information about the packages is as important as the package itself. What's really remarkable about that statement, though, is he said that in 1978. And so when you think about how innovative and how forward-thinking he was, that's never more true than where we're at today. But we're using AI to analyze the millions of images that we get every single day with every delivery. And then we use that to do both quality control as well as to be able to make sure that we're sending the right information to the customers when we send that information to FedEx.com. And then to, you know, further expand on the customer experience, when they use the picture proof of delivery technology in conjunction with FedEx Delivery Manager, they can get alerts that send it to the image of that delivery to their phone. So they've got real-time visibility to what's happening with their shipment, and they can have some confidence about the right things have happened.
All right, we got to get to a break. So let's thank our friend from FedEx. We'll be back. More tech behind the bird's biggest brands. Audrey Russo, Jonathan Kirsting. Back here, one more segment, Tech Behind the Bird's Biggest Brands, a primetime edition of Tech Vibe Radio. Audrey Russo, Jonathan Kirsting, and your Pratt Pack. And up next, Kim Powell from Huntington. Go ahead, Audrey.
Hey.
How's it going?
Thank you for being here, Kim.
Thanks for having me. Senior Vice
President and Marketing Director of the Tri-State Region at Huntington National Bank. Thank you for being here. And she's wearing Huntington's colors. I always love that.
Swing is brand.
The brand.
I mean, Audrey, we broadcast from the Huntington Bank studios on Sunday. So we love our green, man. Absolutely.
It's great. So let's sort of jump in a little bit. You know, Huntington has a mobile app, and it's described as like a full-featured digital hub. So walk us through. This is a tech show. We're always talking about tech and innovation. Walk us through some of the app's standout features. You have the hub. And there's a lot of other things that simplify the experience for your users.
There really are. Imagine having a personal assistant right in your pocket, available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. This is what the app delivers on. specifically, I'd like to highlight some features. You know, the personal financial high insights. The hub analyzes your spending patterns and provides tailored tips. Yeah, well, that can work both ways with the husband. You got to be careful there. But, you know, it helps people make better financial decisions. You have Spend Setter that lets you set your monthly spending goals and track progress so you stay on budget without the guesswork. Savings Goal Getter creates multiple savings goals, like for a vacation or an emergency fund, where you can monitor your progress all in one place. So the app isn't just about transactions. It's really about giving our customers control, clarity, and confidence in their financial journey.
So if you flip that, you also have a commitment to this hybrid kind of environment. You have a focus on brick and mortar, and you have a focus on tech. So can you talk about that? Because that's really like the community connection.
It is. Huntington's hybrid approach creates powerful synergy between digital convenience and community presence, especially in neighborhoods like Pittsburgh. Here's how they work together to make a meaningful impact. Digital tools empower financial wellness. The hub and the mobile app gives customers insights, budgeting tools, and savings trackers, and helps people manage their money confidently. This accessibility is crucial for busy families and small businesses who want to be able to control on the go, but the branches provide the human connection. And that's where that hybrid model makes sense. Huntington is still betting on people as the future. So you have to balance that technology side with the branches, who really are the hub of our community and where it all happens.
So, you know, there's also a piece to Huntington that many people might not even know about, and that's the community development priorities, right? Beyond tech, Huntington is focused on funding community revitalization and economic inclusion for a long time. This isn't new. So can you just talk about their focus on local philanthropy? I know that you oversee a tri-state region, but I'm selfishly just talking about our region.
We like
right
Pittsburgh,
now.
Man. Yeah.
Even though
we
the terrestrial
Pittsburgh.
Goes out far.
We love Pittsburgh. Local philanthropy is rooted in the idea that technology should enhance, not replace, community impact. So here's how the two work together. Tools like the Hub, Zelle integration, making banking simple for people. Customers who prefer face-to-face, with first-time home buyers, small business owners, we still have trusted advisors nearby at our branch. And by combining philanthropy and technology, Huntington addresses both sides of the financial equation, accessing convenience through digital innovation and opportunity and inclusion through local investment and education. This means supporting neighborhood growth while giving residents modern tools to thrive financially.
Wow, that's a lot. So you're going to keep me safe. You're going to hold me to my goals, which I don't know if I like, but I'm glad that you have those tools. And you have monitoring that gives me feedback. So you've got biometrics built in. And then you're actively involved in the community.
Absolutely.
And I don't know, what better way to wrap up this program, right? To our friends at Huntington.
So we save the best for last.
Save the best for last.
Thanks for geeking out with us on Tech Vibe Radio. Tune in next Sunday for more tech and innovation stories right here from Pittsburgh. Get Tech Vibe wherever you get your podcasts and never miss a show. Tech Vibe is brought to you by the generous support of CompuNetics at CompuNetics.com, Chorus Call at ChorusCall.com, Highmark at Highmark.com, Huntington Bank at Huntington.com, The Kindling Culture Agency at thekindlingagency.com, PNC Bank at PNC.com, Savier at Savier.com, and Studio Me at StudioMeProductions.com. Tech Vibe proudly broadcasts from the Huntington Bank Studios.
The preceding was paid for by the Pittsburgh Technology Council. Information on the program was intended to solely further the public's general knowledge about the product. Opinions expressed should not be relied upon for any purpose by any member of the audience. News Radio KDKA does not guarantee the accuracy of any of the information heard on the preceding program.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. From roof repair to emergency plumbing and more. Done well. So the next time you have a home project, leave it to the pros. Get started at Angie.com.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.